This is Radio Boston. I'm Lisa Mullins.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Later this evening, Boston Mayor Marty Walsh will head to Symphony Hall to deliver his first State of the City address.
He'll talk about his first year in office, the challenges the city faces in this coming year, and his roadmap to make the city thrive.
Joining us now for a preview of the mayor's big speech tonight is Adrian Walker. He's a columnist for the Boston Globe and a close watcher of City Hall for many years. And Adrian, thanks for being with us. Good to have you.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
So as we mentioned, this will be the mayor's first State of the City address. It comes a year into his tenure in City Hall. What are you expecting him to focus on when he talks about a thriving, healthy, and innovative future?
He's going to talk a lot, I would imagine, about development, particularly in South Boston, but across the city. He's going to talk a lot about education and the future of the Boston public schools. He'll certainly talk about the Olympics. He has to.
All right. Well, when we interviewed the mayor 2 weeks ago, we asked him what his top priority is for the coming year. He said it all comes down to two words, better schools. Here's what he said.
2015 is really going to be the year for really instituting major change in the Boston public school system so that we have an equal system where all schools, not just a few, are good, that all schools are good. I want every parent that lives in Boston to have Boston Public Schools as an option to send their kids to school. In every neighborhood, I want that opportunity.
So, Adrian, that sounds similar to what Tom Menino called for in his first State of the City address. He said, judge me harshly on schools. What do you expect to hear from the mayor on how to improve public schools in Boston?
Well, to begin with, we're in the middle of a search for a new school superintendent. So I imagine that he will say something about what he's looking for in that regard. But he's really going to talk, I think, about how to close the achievement gap and what to do about the city's underperforming schools, of which there are still too many. I think that the mayor has actually gotten off to a relatively slow start on public schools. He has gone with an interim superintendent for his entire first year, which means he'll be in place for most of his second year. There won't be a superintendent in place until well into summer of 2015, and I think that's unfortunate. So he's got some ground to make up here.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's funny. We were mentioning Mayor Menino. Making schools better was, as we mentioned, was his top priority. And before he died, he said it's the one issue where he felt that he didn't make the kind of progress that he had hoped to. Is there a reason to believe that Walsh can do better?
Menino did actually make a substantial amount of progress. And I think Walsh probably can do better. But it's going to take concerted effort over a long period of time. There's no quick fix to the schools. There's no magic bullet.
Well, Adrian, say more about a couple of the other issues that you mentioned. Development. What's at stake for the city around this issue of development?
Well, it's just such a boom that's going on right now. There's never been anything like it in the history of the city. And how you're going to manage it is really important. You know, it's not a secret that Mayor Walsh doesn't really love the South Boston waterfront yet. He thinks it's a little antiseptic. He thinks it's not family-friendly enough. He thinks it's too touristy. So I want to see what he wants to do about that. And, and part of the development issue is the housing issue. He has talked about affordable housing and wanting to build a lot of it. And I hope he'll say more about how he thinks he can get that done.
Now let's talk about the Olympics, which is probably going to come up. And suddenly Mayor Walsh is at risk of becoming the mayor of Boston's bid to host the 2024 Olympics as opposed to the mayor of the whole city. Walsh says he doesn't want that to happen. But do you think there's a risk, as your fellow columnist Joan Vinocki put it this morning, that the city's Olympic bid will swallow up the rest of his agenda?
It is a real risk, and he's well aware of it and has talked about it. It's going to take a tremendous amount of effort and money to land the Olympics and to make this happen. And, you know, we won't know whether we're going to get it for a couple of years, but there is a danger of it sucking up a lot of energy in the city. And I know that Marty Walsh does not want that to happen. You know, I think it's taken Mayor Walsh quite a while to come around to really being a cheerleader for the Olympics, but I think that in terms of his priority list, it is at best somewhere in the middle.
So what's the number one thing that he can do to avoid that risk of having his agenda swallowed up in this Olympic excitement?
Well, one of the things he has going for him is that a lot of the bid is being driven by the business community and sort of outside the structure of government. But he's got to really figure out what the city's financial liability is going to be in the Olympics, and he's got to be willing to hold firm on that.
Well, another subject that could come up tonight is the future of casino gambling in Boston. Last week, the mayor filed suit against the state gaming commission, demanding that Boston be given host status for the casino being planned in Everett. What's your view on how the mayor is handling this issue and how it will end up affecting the city of Boston or not?
For the life of me, I can't figure out Mayor Walsh's strategy on casinos, I have to tell you. I think the law is pretty clear that Boston is not a host community. I don't know anybody outside of Boston City Hall who thinks this is ambiguous at all. And I don't see where the strategy goes.
Well, what are you hearing? What are the folks in the administration saying about that?
I think what they believe is that they can cut a better deal for the city, you know, that they can push for more concessions and do more for East Boston in particular. And that, you know, as long as they think there's that possibility, they would be irresponsible not to try.
So looking ahead to tonight's speech, is this the address that Walsh would have given last year, or has his first year in office changed his priorities, clarified his focus in any way? What do you think?
It's not going to be the speech he would have given last year, I don't think. I think that now he is really the mayor of the city in a way that he wasn't, you know, 2 weeks into his administration. And I think that he's also, he and his staff have spent a lot of time in the last year just getting their arms around the city and its needs and what they want to do. So I think there, it will be more focused than it would have been last year. It will be more specific than it would have been last year. And he has, I hope, and this is how the speech will be judged, a better vision of what precisely he wants to do.
Adrian, I want to ask you one more thing. I mean, as someone who has watched City Hall for so long and all those years with Menino, what has surprised you about Walsh's first year in office?
To tell you the truth, there are two things that stand out. One of the things that has surprised me about the Walsh administration has been, to me, the relatively slow pace of change. I expected things to happen more quickly. On the plus side, I think there's been a strong emphasis on figuring out exactly where the city is, collecting data, figuring out what its needs are, and sort of charting a long-term course for the city. You know, they think in broad strokes in the Walsh administration. They think about what they want to do 2 years from now and 4 years from now. And at some point, that's going to pay off.
Adrian Walker, columnist for the Boston Globe, talking about Mayor Marty Walsh's first year in office and his first State of the City address, which he will deliver tonight. Adrian, many thanks.
Thank you very much.
And listeners, WBUR will carry the mayor's State of the City address starting at 7 p.m. tonight.